This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. In this episode, I want to talk about a story I recently heard called The Tragedy of Good Luck. I came across this story on the YouTube channel The Pursuit of Wonder, and it's a very interesting story. I think if you're going through something hard right now, it can help you find the light on the other side. I think it can help you persevere and keep going. So the story goes, there's this guy, let's call him John. He was driving to visit his girlfriend. On his way there, he gets hit by a car that's running a red light. The accident's really bad, and he's immediately taken to the hospital. When he gets to the hospital, the doctors are really worried. On the surface, the accident looks pretty bad. So they immediately have John take a brain scan. As he's going through the scan, thoughts are racing through John's mind. He's thinking, how unlucky is he? Why did he have to be in that intersection at that moment when that person was crossing the red light? He must be the most unlucky person in the world. John gets out of the brain scan machine and he's just sitting there, sitting, waiting for his results, with these thoughts racing past him. After what seems like forever, the doctor finally comes in. He tells John, I have both good and bad news for you. John says, give me the bad news first. The doctor says, well, they're both the same. You see, John, you have a tumor on your brain. You have a tumor that we usually only find when the patient develops symptoms, which is almost always too late. However, in your case, we found it early. We found it really early. And we're going to be able to cure it before it spreads throughout your body. The accident otherwise left you pretty unscathed. There was no serious damage. In a way, John, this accident, it saved your life. John's sitting there and he doesn't know what to think. In one sense, he got some of the worst news of his life. In another sense, he got some of the best news of his life. When I heard this story, I thought it was so profound because it represents life perfectly. We almost never know what the good and bad news actually is in our lives. Often something bad happens, but the purpose of it is to open our eyes to something we might have missed otherwise. In my own life, I know I've experienced this many times. An instance that comes to my mind is back when I was an attorney. So for those that don't know, before I became a writer, podcaster, content creator, I used to be an attorney in New York City. I used to work at a big law firm in Manhattan, practicing corporate finance. Before I officially quit, I was looking for another job in law. I wanted to work at a law firm that specialized in venture capital. I wanted to work at one of the top venture capital law firms. And I applied to a few, and I got pretty far in the interview process at one of the top ones. It was going well. I thought I was gonna get the job. I had incredible conversations with everyone I interviewed with, and it seemed like that's where my future was headed. But I ended up not getting the job. I never learned why, but I remember being incredibly disappointed at that time. I was heartbroken. I felt like I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I had no idea what I was going to do next. I knew I couldn't stay at the job I currently had. I knew in my heart that it just wasn't for me, and that I was meant to do something else. But I didn't know what that was yet. Now looking back, I'm so glad I didn't get that job at that venture capital law firm. Had I gotten it, I probably would have stayed in law, and I wouldn't have discovered this path that I'm on now. I wouldn't have discovered writing, I wouldn't have discovered all of you. And my life has gotten infinitely better. I rediscovered relationships that I neglected back when I was a lawyer. I realized things about myself that I was neglecting. Back when I was an attorney, my priorities were not the best. I was so consumed in work and so not consumed in life. Law kind of encapsulates your whole life, at least the kind of stuff I was doing. Didn't leave room for much else. Now I'm able to see the beautiful things that make this life worth living, like my family, like art, like my friends, meeting new people, being able to wake up and notice how beautiful the birds chirping outside are, or how beautiful the way the sunset is, or how the moon shines. Not saying that I couldn't enjoy those things back when I was an attorney. I'm just saying I didn't necessarily. The path I'm on now has opened my eyes to things I was missing before. And so what I'm saying is, at the time when I got denied from that job, I thought I had such bad luck. I thought, why me? Why couldn't they have chosen me? Why did things not work out? But in hindsight, now I realize things were working out. They were working out slowly. They were working out to a better future. One I couldn't see at the moment, but one I was definitely headed towards. And this is important to keep in mind our entire lives. Things will happen, things will go wrong, and we will question our worth. We will think how unlucky we are that what we thought we wanted didn't come our way. But things usually go wrong or they don't work out because we're meant to find something else. One door closes because another one was meant to open. So if something went wrong, if you're heartbroken about something you were hoping to happen, if someone or something breaks your heart, remember that sometimes when we fall, it's because we're meant to see something on the ground. Something we couldn't see all the way up where we were. Something beautiful, something magical. Something that we never knew could even be something. Hey everyone, if you're enjoying this podcast, I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. I'll be going into more detail on some of the things I talk about here and on Instagram. Links to the newsletter will be in the description. Music for this episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can find him on Instagram @HaroldMalcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.